Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to ignatiusbookclub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, On the Cross and the Demonic, Part 3. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's jump right into our topic today, on the cross and the demonic. Yes, the enemy tempts us to sin and uses sin against us. Satan will tempt us to sin and then try to convince us that something is not a sin. Then, when we have fallen and committed a sin, he switches tactics and tempts us toward despair, trying to convince us that the sin is so horrible that it cannot be forgiven, that God has rejected us, that we are worthless, that it is not even worth trying to be good, that we may as well go all the way now. Does this tactic sound familiar to you? Well, it sounds familiar to me. Listen. Jesus, our Lord, is love and mercy. Jesus is always ready to forgive. He is always ready to forgive you and to shower his mercy upon you. We can always count on God's help. Go and learn the meaning of the words, "What I want is mercy, not sacrifice. And indeed, I did not come to call the virtuous, but sinners." Matthew 9:13. I think that anyone who is sincerely trying to live a prayerful good life and to follow God's will, upon close consideration, can attest to some manifestation of the demonic in his or her life. It is generally those who depend not on God, but on themselves, following their own will and not God's will, that claim not to be harassed by the demonic. This is because the devil is highly intelligent and prefers stealth. It is when the devil has, through covertness, been highly effective and has a soul exactly where he wants him, that he remains hidden and seems to leave the soul at peace. But listen, there are no peace treaties with Satan, only one-sided false treaties, which he will never honor, but only take advantage of and leverage against us. He does not fight fair. The devil wants to destroy every single human being created in God's most awesome, beautiful image and likeness. This is part of the reason that the devil hates you. He wants to kill you, destroy every member of your family with you. Yes, this is true. No person by himself is any match for Satan's far superior power and intelligence. That is, over human power and intelligence. Having personally encountered crushing demonic assaults in my life and the life of my family, I can assure you that the devil's evilness and hatred are beyond words to describe. He has made it known that he does not like this apostolate of forming faithful families. Having said this, we have nothing whatsoever to fear from the devil when we place ourselves under the infinite power and protection of our Lord Jesus and his church and the sacraments. When we call on Jesus' holy name and we ask him to cover us with his precious blood, we have no worries whatsoever. Jesus has all the power. Yes, he does. He has all the power. And praise Jesus, everything the demonic does will only end in a greater good and in giving glory to God. Quote, we know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love him, with all those that he has called according to his purpose. They are the ones he chose specially long ago and intended to become true images of his son. Romans 8:28-30. Yes, the Most Holy Trinity has all the power. With only a glance, with his eyes like a burning flame, see Revelation 1:14, Jesus, God and man, can immediately overcome any demonic attack. This is key. When we do not place ourselves under the protection of our Lord Jesus, we have everything to fear. But when united with our Lord Jesus, we have nothing to fear, nothing. The devil can assault us in many ways. One ordinary way is through temptation, through thoughts and images he places or recalls in our minds and imagination. We should never engage the demonic in dialogue, or we are setting ourselves up for a fall. This is how it started, after all, in the Garden of Eden. Review Genesis 3. When temptations come, we should not entertain them, but immediately pray and get our minds and activities focused on something else, something good. It is important to know and remember that the devil cannot force us to sin. God never permits the devil to control our free will. We always retain that gift. But our will needs to be merged with God's will. And this happens through prayer. And for those of us who are so very privileged to be Catholic, especially through the sacraments mixed with our sacrifices and efforts, Satan tries to sow doubts and distrust of our blessed Lord Jesus, because this is the opposite of the faith and trust that God asks of us, that he asks of you. Yes, faith and trust in God, which unites us safely to him and brings us true peace. Referring again to Genesis chapter 3, this time verses 1 to 2, did God really say you were not to eat from any of the trees in the garden? As in this case, the devil also will often use a partial truth to disguise a lie and a temptation. God never said that Adam and Eve could not eat of any of the trees. He only specified one tree. God had actually said, quote, you may eat indeed of all the trees in the garden. Nevertheless, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you are not to eat. For on the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. Genesis 2:16-17. Our poor mother Eve entered into dialogue with the devil and failed to seek God's always available help. She failed to trust in God and His Word. In addition to pride, this is why she fell. In my opinion, another reason Eve fell is that Adam did not fulfill his role as the spiritual head of the family, and he failed to protect his wife, Eve. We men need to pay attention to this. Adam also sinned and ate of the forbidden tree, but never fear, God is able to bring good out of everything. He gave us the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the new Eve, our mother, and He Himself took human flesh to become the new Adam and redeem the fallen human race. Listen, we now have more than we ever lost through original sin. We have been divinized. We have been incorporated into our Redeemer, our Lord Jesus. And to quote the Catholic Church's Easter Vigil liturgy, quote, O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam, which gained for us so great a Redeemer. Another way the devil manifests himself is through agitation. For example, a family may decide that they want to begin praying nightly, and then they find that arguments, agitation, haste, and disorder break out in the family. Well, what to do in this case? When this happens, the family should not be deterred in the least, but rather turn to God with a greater trust and sense of dependency. Regardless of temptations, disruptions, and distractions, we must always persevere in doing God's will in whatever good He wants us to carry out. With God's help, we will prevail through any and all difficulties in the end, every time. Other manifestations of the demonic are feelings of overwhelming anxiety and temptations toward despair. The devil does everything possible to try to erode and destroy our faith, hope, and trust in Almighty God, in our Heavenly Father, to rob us of our peace in Jesus Christ. When this happens, we need to immediately recognize this as the temptation that it is and pray with confidence, yes, with confidence and with peace, seeking God's protection. We should never try to do battle with the demonic on our own. We always must turn to our Lord Jesus, and when we do, we can assuredly count on always being protected and helped. True, we may very well still be assaulted. We may still very well be tempted, but the devil will never prevail against Jesus our Lord. Of this we can be absolutely certain. No matter how terrible the storm, we are safe with our Lord Jesus, even when it appears that Jesus our Lord is asleep in the boat. He is still in command, and He can calm a storm with a word, with a glance, with just a nod. Quote, even the wind and the sea obey Him. Mark 4:41. Well, we'll take a break and we'll be right back to talk more about On the Cross and the demonic. I hope this is helpful to you. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our discussion of on the cross and the demonic. Yes, God has all the power, and we are safe with him. Listen to 2 Maccabees 8:18-19. They may put their trust in their weapons and their exploits, he said, but our confidence is in Almighty God, who is able with a nod to overthrow both those marching on us and the whole world with them. End of quote. We are called to have faith. Yes, the kind of faith that can move mountains. And with faith, we are invincible because we are one with God. Another great means of protection from demonic assaults and temptation is invoking the intercession that is the powerful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, my mother, your mother, as well as Saint Michael the Archangel through prayer. Listen to this rather lengthy passage from Revelation 12:5-12, but well worth the effort. The woman brought a male child into the world, the son who was to rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And the child was taken straight up to God and to his throne, while the woman escaped into the desert, where God had made a place of safety ready. And now war broke out in heaven when Michael with his angels attacked the dragon. The dragon fought back with his angels, but they were defeated and driven out of heaven. The great dragon, the primeval serpent, known as the devil or Satan, who had deceived all the world, was hurled down to the earth, and his angels were hurled down with him. Then I heard a shout from heaven. Victory and power and empire forever have been won by our God, and all authority for his Christ. Now that the persecutor who accused our brothers day and night before our God has been brought down. They have triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the witness of their martyrdom, because even in the face of death, they would not cling to life. Let the heavens rejoice and all who live there. But for you, earth and sea, trouble is coming, because the devil has gone down to you in a rage, knowing that his days are numbered. End of quote. So may we not be deceived along with the world. If we are to be protected from the devil's rage, we must place ourselves with confidence under the security and protection of the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. We will be protected from this accuser by the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. Like the martyrs, we must live by a true and sure hierarchy of values, where we place God and his will before all things, no matter the cost. There is a war going on, It is a war for your soul. It is a war for all souls. There is no use denying it. We are in it up to our necks, but we are assured of victory if we only avail ourselves of the superior firepower available to us, the ultimate weapon, Jesus and His grace. We can even look at the temptations, agitations, and attempts at destroying us, at destroying our family unity at peace, at destroying the very institution of the family, at destroying the very institution of the church that the devil assaults us with, as a gift, as an opportunity. Even this is a cross that we can embrace and offer back to God through our prayers, through our efforts to overcome and persevere through these assaults with His help. These assaults of the evil one become a battlefield on which we can gain graces and demonstrate our love for God. Yes, God can, and He does bring good even out of this sort of harassment from the evil one. When we are assaulted and tempted by the demonic, we learn how little, how powerless we are, and how truly dependent we are on God. This can be a great means of acquiring the indispensable virtue of humility. Another tactic the devil uses is to turn the things to which we are attached against us and against our faith. That is why we cannot be attached to anything but God Himself. Yes, we can use the things God has blessed us with for the good purpose that they were created for our good, for the good of others, and for God's glory. But we cannot give our hearts to these things. We must have a holy, supernatural detachment. Remember in Scripture where Jesus reached the country of the Gerasenes and He cast a legion of unclean spirits out of the man, and they asked for leave to go into the herd of 2,000 pigs? They then, quote, charged down the cliff into the lake, and there they were drowned. Mark 5:13. Okay, what do these pigs mean to the people in the town and the country around there? Obviously, they meant a great deal, and the legion of demons knew it. These pigs were probably important to the economy of these people. These 2,000 pigs were a real loss to them. But unfortunately, the demons were successful in their ruse, at least for the time being, in that the people there valued these pigs. Of all things, pigs, more than they valued our Lord Jesus. They implored Jesus to leave the neighborhood. They told Him to get out. They drove their peace, their faith, and their hope away in the person of Jesus our Lord due to their attachments. Perhaps God is telling us through the scripture passage that each of our attachments are nothing more than pigs compared to God. How can we trade our all, God Himself, for the pigs in our lives? Fortunately, Jesus was able to bring good, as He always does, even out of this fiasco. As He loves us infinitely, He loves you infinitely, He never gives up on you. Quote, we know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love Him, with all those He has called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. I'll tell you when we come back from this quick break how our Lord Jesus turned this fiasco around for the greater good. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store. a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style Old Storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of On the Cross and the demonic. So how did our Lord Jesus manage to turn this fiasco of the pigs being drowned in the lake and him being driven out by the people from the town around to a greater good? Well, returning to Mark 5, verses 19 to 20, Jesus told the man whom he drove the legion of demons out of to, quote, go home to your people and tell them all that the Lord in his mercy has done for you. So the man went off and proceeded to spread throughout the Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed. You see, in the long run, many people came to Jesus as a result of this confrontation he had with the demonic. To borrow an idea from my hero, my mentor, Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, the devil has his hour, but God has his day. See Life of Christ, page 328. Out of love for us, God does permit us to be tested. Yes, even to be tested by the demonic. We can really only show love when it costs us something. Through sacrifice, this is agape love, a sacrificial love, the kind of love that our Lord Jesus demonstrated for us on the cross when he hung there and bled there and poured out every drop of water and blood from his body out of love for you. Many know the story of Job, how God permitted Satan to assault him, how Job lost everything, including his property, possessions, children, yes, children, and health. He questioned God in a long conversation about this, but in the end, he surrendered. He had been transformed through the cross, through sorrow, through pain, through the experience of our Lord Jesus. It was only through the cross that Job came to know and be one with God. And it is only through the cross that you are going to come to know our Lord Jesus and his love for you. That is, if you want to be one of his very special friends, and I'm sure that you do. On our next program, we'll talk more about the story of Job, this beautiful and inspiring story, and we'll delve more into the theme of on the cross and the demonic. May our Lord Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I know you will be generous. Be not afraid. Pray that I will be too. I know that you're so good at heart. And why? Because God made you that way. He created you. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can call us at 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.